Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Ron Guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Just run and
escape. Each plane. In 1976, Flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
William Colby has been missing since April 27. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28.
He's missing and presumed drowned after the parent told
him. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
What they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries, create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight, stand up. It's not going to be easy. But I'll assure you this. We can, and we will.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, we are live. It's the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Today is March 25th, 2026. Stay tuned.
I want
to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra methylene blue. Blue.
I know.
Blue.
I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video. Annihilate.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Today is March 25th, 2026. You're watching The War Room, the final show on our broadcast day here at InfoWars, as we do 10 hours every day, which we've been doing, I think, since 2018, maybe? It's 2017 or 2018. We started doing all three shows, and we're still going. We've had some personnel changes. We got Rex now taking over, American Journal. And, Harrison was normally doing the War Room. He was doing Alex's show, and then he took a day off today. So I am back here, and, you know, I'm kind of sick of looking at all this Iran war news. So I'm just going with the AI. Trump's Iran war briefings may not contain complete picture of war. Yeah, this goes back to Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid. See if you can find this article, guys. When Trump was president-elect, Harry Reid was saying, we're going to give Trump false top-secret briefings. This is Senator Harry Reid, who's from Nevada. He was saying, yeah, we're not going to give Trump all the intelligence so he can't make any decisions when he comes in because we don't want him to do anything wrong. No, that was to hide their criminality. That's what all that is. And so they can't wait. And I'm going to get into this. I'm going to read the text when we come back from this video. But mass text in Iran promotes Trump assassination campaign, $25 million pledged. So they're putting a $25 million price on his head. And the campaign has gained 290,000 supporters with total amounts. So it's like a... guys, what's that service called? GiveSendGo. Not the other one. Not the other one that censors people that are conservative, but GiveSendGo. They're kind of GiveSendGoing, you know, how much can we raise to go after President Trump? So I'll go through this article when we come back, but let's go to this. This is Iran War, the movie. And, it just shows you some of the incredible stuff they're doing with AI. They're taking real actors and sticking them as, you know, some of these people. The guy who plays Qui-Gon Jinn, Liam Neeson, is Donald Trump. So, and Judy Dench is the Prime Minister of England. So it's pretty funny. You can't help but laugh at the insanity, and hopefully none of our airborne troops that are on our way there are actually going to go be deployed to a kill zone, because that's what's going to happen. There's our broadcast show headline, which, put that back up. I'll read that for everybody, and they can send that out, which has the live link to the show. Put that back up, please. Oh, it froze. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the video. Oh, no, now we're they're messing with me in there. They're like, it's his last day. We're going to just make him live in hell. Special Wednesday broadcast. Iran rejects U.S. peace plan, vows to keep Strait of Hormuz closed indefinitely. Mullahs mock Trump, say U.S. negotiating with itself as Pentagon floods troops into region. And so this is actually for the Jones Show. So if you missed it, he did a 2-hour interview with the Hodge twins. But let's go to – but that does have the live link to all the shows. So that article, they'll change the headline but keep – and just add the links to everything. But the network link is there, which is at Infowars.com/show, which won't always be there. So you do want to check out AJ and Live on X and at Real Alex Jones. Those are going to move on to the next continuum. So be sure – you have those saved and followed and the notifications tracked if you like what we're doing here. But without further ado, let's go to Iran War, the movie. Here it is.
Yeah. You cross the ocean just to find your grave. Sacrifice your own boys for a lie. Listen. Yeah. Yeah. Make America.
Sir. They're about to go nuclear. How long do we have? They're 2 weeks away. How 2 weeks away are they? Even more 2 weeks away than they were 5 years ago.
2 weeks.
My God! That's dangerous levels of 2 weeks away. I know. If anything happens to me, continue my work. We're only 2 weeks away. I will continue in Shavar. Now I'll go to where no one can find me. My office on the third floor, right by that really big window.
Vengeance!
Sir, if we attack, they will close the Strait of Hormuz.
They don't have the ball. To close the Strait of Hormuz.
They just closed the Strait of Hormuz. And oil is now over $100 a barrel. Please keep me out of this. No one likes this war. And I want to be president one day.
That was Iran War, the movie. You got a sneak peek of one we'll show later, which is a Lego version of the Iran War. I mean, the AI stuff coming out is pretty freaking amazing. I saw something Darren McBreen was working on in the AI realm, and it's nothing short of it's getting way better than when we had Will Smith eating spaghetti looking like a mutant. But mass text and Iran Trump assassination campaign, 25 million pledged. So it was described as an international campaign to reward the assassination of Trump. According to the screenshots, the message shared with Iran International urges people to register through a website and confirm their participation by sending a number via SMS. You know, just reading this is like, this is probably an Israeli operation, not because they want to assassinate Trump. But they're probably going to go after people who put in their numbers. And it's on the domestic platform Rubika. But that would be something the Israelis would do. You know, hey, we want you guys to pledge some money to Trump, put your number here. Oh, and then your cell phone explodes. So yeah, 290,000 supporters with total amounts pledging reaching 25 million. So they're crowdsourcing the assassination of President Trump, essentially crowdsourcing the assassination, which if they do, if that were to happen, I think there's something, you know, Trump's like, just drop the nuclear bomb. I don't care. So That's very, very, very interesting. Should we play the Lego one since we're on Iran? What do you guys think? Why not? Let's just go ahead. I mean, the AI things are out of control. This is Iranian movie makers just drop another Bango Lego music movie, and it seems like they increase the quality and pro level each time. Don't let Trump see this or he'll get so furious. People keep asking if the Lego company will make him put these on sale, banger models. Yeah, I actually had a Lego Trump a long time ago, and it's during the first campaign. I made an X account for him, or his Twitter at the time, and of course, I got banned. I never got that one back. So, anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and do that one too. We'll do this is Trump in the Legoverse. What they imagine, the Iranians imagine, how he's conducting this war.
Yeah. You cross the ocean just to find your grave. Sacrifice your own boys for a lie. Listen. Yeah. Yeah. Make America great again. Ah. Yo, Tails, is it crazy? Yeah. Make America great again now. Nigga. We will see what happens. Yeah. Watch this. Sacred defense, we protecting the soil. Why you sacrifice soldiers to pay for your spoil? You thought you ran the globe, sitting on your throne. Now we turning every base into a bed of stone. It's a slaughterhouse, a trap you couldn't see. Welcome to the graveyard of your vanity. The secrets are leaking. The pressure is rising. We locked on the target. And now you are hiding. L-O-S-C. Yeah, we spelling at your name. Send them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a fucker while you shaking in your sweet. L-O-S-C-R. Taste the ass of defeat. L-O-S-C-R. Yeah, we spelling at your name. Send them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a fucker while you shaking in your sweet. L-O-S-C-R. Taste the ass of defeat. Swag is fighting in your stoop, hiding Epstein's ghost. You sent your boys to die on a bloody coast. Not a revenge for the leader's blood is purely mine. Every drop of his blood is a missile on the line. You thought you took him out. Thought the fire was dead, but another common day is standing ahead. Yeah, you strike one down, we just shatter your brain. We put another in the lid. Common day again. The secrets are leaking. Depression is rising. We locked on the target. And now you are sell them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a puppet while you shaking in your sweet. L-O-S-C-R. Taste the ash. L-O-S-C-R. Yeah, we spelling out your name. Sell them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a puppet while you shaking in your sweet. L-O-S-C-R. Taste the ash of defeat. Sacred defense of the homeland. Sacred defense of the homeland. The homeland. The slaughterhouse is open. Common day cat. L-O-S-C-O.
All right. So just more AI slop. I mean, some of this has some talent. It sounds like that was probably, you think that was a real rap or you think that was an AI rap? You think that was AI? Sometimes it's hard for me to tell. My son can pick it out really quickly. He's really good at seeing AI and hearing AI, which is interesting. He's always like, yeah, that raises AI. So, you know, here's some recent fallouts of what's going on in Iran. U.S. Army raises enlistment age to 42. It used to be, I think, yeah, 35. So now you can be up to 42 years old and drops the marijuana restriction. So now you can be a pothead in a foxhole. U.S. Army has officially raised its maximum enlistment age from 35 to 42 and scrapped key restrictions tied to marijuana-related offenses. As for the National Guard and Reserves. At the same time, recruits with a single marijuana or drug paraphernalia conviction will no longer need a waiver to join, eliminating a major barrier that previously required a lengthy approval process. Here's the joke, though. Changes will take place on 420. Ba-doom. There you go, people. Army Times reported that. They're falling short of its regular enlistment goals in 2022 and 2023 before rebounding in 2024. These were Biden years. People didn't want to go fight in high heels. The upper limit of the Army's previous allowable enlistment age was 35, but waivers were granted sometime for older enlistees. Air Force and Navy allows recruits over 40, while the Marine Corps caps it at 28, but allows hopefuls who are 29 or over to request waivers. So the changes come as states legalize more cannabis, even though it remains prohibited for service members. So that's one. Yeah. Was that, that's literally called a shotgun. You do it differently in the States, because usually you're not aiming the shotgun at somebody, but that's how they did it in Vietnam. That was a shotgun. These guys were obviously not listening to federal regulations. You know why? Because they were in there fighting a war that they were fighting a war with, what is it? I forget who said it, one hand tied behind their balls. Forget who said that and what war movie it was. I think it was Platoon. And, you know, when you talk to veterans there, they're like, yeah, we'd take a hill, and then we'd leave, and then we come back a month later and take the hill again, and then we'd leave, and then we come back and take another hill again. I mean, just insanity. Oil tumbles, stock surge as Israeli TV reports U.S. seeks one-month ceasefire. I think that's already come out that that's changed. So what's interesting is watching the markets go up and down from all this stuff. Let me get the trans guy out of here. Kind of annoying me looking at that on screen. Go over there. I do have some disgusting trans stories later. But every time the U.S. comes out and says, hey, we're going to do something, then Iran goes, no, we're not doing anything. Now, is that because the leadership is so fractured, nobody's talking to each other? That's from Zero Hedge. So Iran reshuffles its security leadership, appointing Mohammad Bagar Zoghdar. He's a former IRGC commander, and he replaces the recently assassinated Ali Larghani. So, but Iran refuses talks with Trump's backstabbing negotiators. That's, I believe, Kushner and Witkoff, and now they're talking about, you know, flying in J.D. Vance. They don't want to work with, because I think Jared and Witkoff were like the stallers. They were like, yeah, we're just going to take a day off of negotiations, and then boom, everything started. And that was, I think that's what pissed people off so much about this, is it seemed like there were talks going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, we go in, and which we did last time. So also, Russia fires more than 1,000 drones against Ukraine as spring offensive ramps up. Yes, that's right. The battlefields have thawed. And Russia now knows that, hey, the Americans are distracted with Iran. Europe is distracted with just crappy economy and bad heat, bad fuel. And so they've launched 1,000 drones in the last 36 hours. They've begun their spring offensive. They're using dozens of tanks and armored vehicles. And the assault is gathering pace as the Ukraine President Zelensky warned the consequences of the conflict in the Middle East for his country.
Yes, you people should not be having attacks in Iran. You should be sending me more money. Now all this money is going to Iranian war. We need more weapons.
So, which maybe this will cause, we want to go into 5D chess world, maybe this will cause the Ukrainians to come up with a peace plan or agree to a peace plan. Here we got this. U.S. warns, is also on Infowars.com. U.S. wants 3 new defense areas in Greenland. Right now they have a, I think they have a couple small bases, but they want to gain additional defense areas, extending the American footprint beyond the, okay, I thought they had two bases, but they had one called the Puffix Space Base, which is formerly the Thule Air Base on the island's north. Negotiations are heading. I knew they had Thule. I didn't know about this, but I saw two names. I didn't realize they had renamed one. So yeah, now they want to move beyond that to create, I think, three different zones where they can have basically missile defense systems. And it makes sense when you look at what Iran was working on, when you look at what South Korea has, when you look at what China has and Russia has. Those, anything from China or Russia is going to come over the North Pole. So that's the place to put it. I think we showed a map yesterday of the regions. It was from the Council on Rome, and Greenland was absolved into North America, which I guess it geographically, it's probably closer to North America, even though the Europeans kind of run it with their dog teams. So there's that. Then we have a fuel crisis in Poland as state-controlled energy giant Orlen's big profits are being used to plug massive deficit. A former member of the Olin Management Board says they're making an incredible amount of money, and it seems like they're playing with fire instead of actually paying down the they're plugging the deficit instead of helping out the country. So instead of offsetting fuel gains, they're just pumping prices up, basically because they know this is the time they can make money during these wars. This is when they can go, let's jack up prices a little bit. You saw it here. They're not, no one is using oil that has been impeded by the Middle East process yet, or the Middle East war, but they already jacked up the prices. It's just like water and everything else. Toilet paper, when we had the runs on toilet paper and during the pandemic, is that what it, that's what it is. And I will end this first segment here, this first long segment, with this. Pfizer wants FDA to approve its vaccine for Lyme disease, but does it have a shot? Got to put a pun in there. Someone put a pun. Pfizer said Monday it plans to submit its experimental Lyme disease vaccine to the FDA for approval, even though the drug has failed to conclusively show that it was effective in preventing the disease. This is from French biotech company Valneva. They said the vaccine showed more than 70% efficacy in preventing infection. Now, I'm wondering who they got to conduct this study. Like, hey, we're going to inject you with this experimental thing, and then we're going to give you this biological weapon we created on Plum Island, and then see if you get the disease. And people are like, oh, yeah, it sounds good. Let's do it. Let's, please. The disease for the bioweapon, or the vaccine for the bioweapon. The drug failed to meet the company's own statistical cutoff for success. So 70% is not good enough, but it is if you want to just make money. So then they'll have this new Lyme disease out there, and who knows what's in it. Do we have Pfizer's Lyme failed to show efficacy? But we got this new version coming out. So they're just going to keep pushing these vaccines on you for diseases they made. Never forget that. They made Lyme disease. It's not normal. We'll be right back.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. they put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. So we've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I was looking up the side effects of the Pfizer Lyme disease vaccine, which was made in 1998, and they pulled it in 2000. And they pulled it because of side effects, which they're like, oh, it included arthritis and declining demand. So, and then they said over 100 people who suffered serious adverse events in the year following the drug's approval filed a class action lawsuit against the company. Because that wasn't on the schedule, so you could sue people for that. So an AI overview said, no, it was just pain, swelling, fever, chills, headache, fatigue. Probably says it's safe and effective. But then they also said, where was it? I just saw it on this other page. It was, they used the term myalgia, which is muscle pain. Where did I see that at? I was looking through three articles at once. There are also concerns about
young children because they had to take 3 doses of this vaccine. Does that remind you of anything? 3 doses? So, and, but they believe the Lyme vaccine that could generate, this new one could generate $1 billion in sales. So, but that's like a drop in the bucket to these people. But they like to fast track these things. So they started this in 2017, fast tracking it. Now they're ready for FDA approval. I think it's going to be going up. Yeah, it comes from a tick, in case you didn't know that. And you get those blotches. It could cause also ticks. You can get Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which is another crazy illness that I had a friend get, and like his skin was peeling off. He had a jar of his skin. It was peeling off. That's why I remember when he came back to school, he showed us his jar of skin. We were all completely in awe, but also disturbed. So here from a study of from the 1998 to 2000 vaccine, the majority of adverse events occurred after administration of the first dose. More frequently, it was arthralgia, myalgia, pain, 59 reports of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and facial paralysis. So all this was happening. They got rid of, they pulled this because of lawsuits and whatnot, but now we've got a new version coming, which I'm sure it'll be an mRNA platform based. And we'll see what happens here. Now, this is from the Gateway Pundit. This is some immigrant news. Highway 44 westbound in Laclede County, Missouri was shut down on March 17th after a semi-truck collided with a vehicle and caught on fire. The Missouri State Patrol reported that a westbound I-44 was shut down at the 116-mile marker for a tractor-trailer fire. Witnesses said the aftermath, that emergency responders arrived on the scene. The fire was, or the truck, semi-truck was completely engulfed in flames, and the driver looked on in disbelief. He said he could not see because of the sun, a witness said. The Indian driver could not communicate with witnesses, and it was unclear where the driver obtained his CDL. I couldn't see either. It might blow up. Do you think we should go further back? So I don't know there is a video of the article, if y'all have that video. No, that's not that one. That's not a semi-truck. That's the next video we're going to go to. But this is a Gateway Pundit article. Titled Missouri Highway Shutdown After Semi-Truck. So how many times have we seen this? We've seen Indian drivers. They come in, they get the license. We've seen the guy who makes the U-turn in the middle of the highway and people plow. It was actually other illegal immigrants plowed into the guy. We've seen him smash into people from the back. All these have, you know, really good, video. But here's just another instance of these people not coming to our country to enrich us. They're coming and causing problems because they can't read English. Now, they say the government's doing a crackdown on all these CDLs. And if you can't speak English, you can't get a CDL anymore. So that's good. It needs to go. Yeah, I think that's in China. That doesn't look like one of our, those roads look too nice to be in the United States. Actually, it looks like a video game. You guys are pulling up a video game. That's like Grand Theft Auto. looks almost realistic though. Is that the video they had on there? Oh, okay. It's like, that is not the video. I guarantee it. But then we have, actually, Alex just sent me this. Doesn't speak English, drives 100 miles an hour down a rural road without a license, and is a drug dealer. Real asset to the community. That's from Unlimited L's. We do have this video. So let's just go to this and see how this plays out. I haven't even watched this. So here it is.
Morning. Any reason to drive like a madman? Put your hazards on?
Sorry, no English.
Why are you going so fast down Turkey Creek with your hazards on?
¿Por qué vas tan rápido por Turkey Creek con las luces intermitentes encendidas?
Solo me encontré con un amigo y le puse la luz para que me conociera. Un amigo que igual vive.
I just ran into a friend and I turned on the light so he would recognize me.
Ah,
Oh,
and they arrested him?
You mean drugs or weapons in the vehicle?
This is absolutely
no, nothing.
Crawling.
Una nada.
No, nothing. A knife.
Okay. There it is.
Right there.
Under the floorboard right here. Yep.
Or Plant City.
Oh, looks like he had a lot of drugs. Okay. Looks like a lot of pills, probably fentanyl. Yeah. And dollar bills and, God, that's a lot of money. It makes you wonder why you would be driving 100 miles an hour with all that crap in your car, but. Nobody said these people were smart. They're not sending their best, as Trump would say. You guys had, so is that the crash? Oh, there it is. We do have footage of the crash in Missouri. There's our Indian driver. I have a clip too I want to go to after this. See, one barrier to entry to some of these places is when you go, hey, you have to pay a lot of money if you want to come here. So let's go to clip 6. This is a man, he's an Indian man, attempting to go enter El Salvador. And then he's shocked to learn, like, there's an entry fee. And I'm sure it's not just for Indians. It seems like it's for other people in going into El Salvador because they have... They've set standards and they're like, if you're going to come to our country, we want to make sure you're competent. Okay. We don't want this, what you're seeing on the screen. We don't want you just slamming into cars because you can't read anything. Yeah. Man, I don't know. Just happened, man. Hey, suddenly this car jumped out in front of me. I don't know. Who cares? There's the guy making the U-turn with his buddy eating a Hot Pocket. Oh man, somebody wrecked into me. Oh, wow. I mean, it's just like, what? So let's go to this video. This is video 6. Let's go to this. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you put controls on your country, put barriers to entry. This is what we need, barriers to entry. You know, because you could still, these people could still come in through other ways. They could say, oh, I'm seeking asylum. I'm doing this and that. Put a barrier to entry. $5,000 if you want to come in. All right, what are they doing in El Salvador?
If you are an Indian citizen, do not travel to El Salvador. I just tried to check into my flight with Avianca to El Salvador, and apparently El Salvador charges a fee of $1,300 just for Indian citizens just to transit through the country. I think it's because of all the illegal immigration that's been going on through El Salvador from India, but still, $1,300 for regular travelers is just insane.
I don't know if that's insane. $1,300? I wonder what it is for U.S. citizens. I wonder if they have to pay to go in. That just makes sense. It's a processing fee. Yeah, they got so many fees for everything else in the world. You think we can have a processing fee? Let's go to this, and then we'll finish up with the robots. Oh, guys, don't disgust me. You guys want some street food? Is that where y'all went for lunch? Yeah there's the guy. You glossed over the guy cutting the chicken with his toe. They're not sending their best. But these guys are obviously in India. They're still there. They're still there making food. They got to feed their people, too. Let's go to clip 5. Brooke Rollins, U.S. Agricultural Secretary, has claimed that she's moved 3.3 million people off food stamps and into work and into a life with better dignity. I'd say that's about 10 million too short.
A real testament, I think, to this president's leadership and vision that we have to protect the taxpayer. We have to ensure that every government program coming out of the federal government is doing what it is intended. And I think the consequence of the shutdown last fall was a bright light was shown on a very broken program, and that is the food stamp or SNAP program. And we talked about that quite a bit. The Minnesota case is just one of many examples. 500,000 people we have found in the last next year that are taking benefits more than once. 200,000 dead people or people using dead people's social security numbers. Of course, we made a huge deal to move all illegal aliens off of SNAP last year. So since the president was sworn in, we've moved 3.3 million people off of food stamps into work and into a better life of dignity, et cetera. So all good news. We're making progress. We have a lot more to do. Obviously, Minnesota, California, New York are ground zero for massive fraud, but we're working on it, and I think we're going to make great progress in the years to come.
So she's saying they moved all illegal immigrants off, but that can't be just 3.3 million people. This is what I'm hoping, is that all illegal immigrants is another number, like about 40 million people, because that's maybe 30 million, maybe 15 million. I don't know. It's between 15 and 30 million, I think. And then 3.3 million people that got off work stamps into work. So that's just the people that, you know, the welfare queens that have been living off welfare for a long time. And they're, so that's, we could say that's one domestic policy that's good. I think, you know, obviously a lot more to go, but we're just a little over a year in. So, you know, 3.3 million a year. By the end, we're almost looking at 15 million getting them off food stamps, which that's good. And I think if they get these food stamps, they should do a little work. I think they're saying you got to do 20 hours of work a week. And then people are like, well, I'll just go get a job. Yeah, that's what we want. Go get a job. Go get a job. Here's another. You can call this a success, but well, I think this is what we call Gerald Celente called it the totalitarian tiptoe. Trump's success, National Guard deployment and crime reduction in U.S. cities. Beginning in June of 2025, President Trump deployed National Guard troops and federal law enforcement to cities and a series of escalating operations. Troops arrived in D.C. in 2025, Memphis in October 2025, New Orleans in December 2025. Deployments to Chicago and Portland became entangled in legal challenges and were suspended. And as of March 2026, active deployments continue in Washington, D.C., Memphis, and New Orleans. Now, I've actually been to New Orleans during this time. I went in January, and I did see National Guard on the streets, fully armed. I can't tell if that guy's holding a gun. Everyone that I saw had a long rifle and a sidearm, and they all looked like they were about 22 years old. Very, very, very young. Very nice, though. In fact, the hotel that I was in, they were letting them hang out in the hotel on their breaks. So they were in there. And I'm sure the staff was appalled. But I tell you, the hotel we stayed in, they used to have a parking lot behind the hotel. And they said, don't park your car here because it'll get broken into. And it's just that's how it is. They just break it. People just break into your car. We can't do anything about it. But now I talked to a couple of the National Guard members. They didn't want to go on camera. They weren't allowed to go on camera because of, talk to my PIO. But I wanted to get boots on the ground. And they said, yeah, there's been hardly any problems at all. Most of the people are glad we're there because most of them are either tourists or people who are working. And, you know, they're just normal Americans. They're not the gangbangers. So what they were doing is going to the tourist areas to keep those safe from the gang banging encroachment that happens. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? In fact, that'll be a question for people when we open up the phone lines. Do you think having National Guard on the streets, do you think that helps? Do you think that hurts? It's troops on the streets. But you have to look at also the other side is, do we do nothing when we let some of our cities decline into hell pit cesspools? Do we do anything to stop that? Do we go, well, we have to do something? Or was that the plan all along to destroy the cities and then bring in the authorities and then create a police state? Because just remember, just because they say they care about you doesn't mean they really care about you. So with that, guys, put up the phone number on there and we will start opening the phone lines, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 3 days in a row of calls. If you've already called, if I've talked to you twice, don't call today. Give somebody else a chance, 877-789-2539. So that's one of the things. obviously everybody wants to talk about the Iran war. And every little gnat fart that happens with that. And so I'm more than happy to talk about that. I mean, we're in the situation where I think I saw John Kerouac talking about it. And I think this is the consensus. Trump thought they were going to go in, wipe out the leadership, and these guys were going to fall. The people would take over and everyone would live happily ever after. And, you know, Trump's home by the weekend celebrating at a sporting event. That's not happening. The Iranians are like, nah, we're ready for this. You know, we have so many contingency plans ready to go. We're not worried about that at all. So that will be, if we start putting in ground troops, it's not going to get good. That's not good. Let's go to this clip. This is Mike Johnson basically admitting that we're not going to have mass deportations. You know, because here's how it works. You can have a summer of rage where people burn, loot, kill, destroy cities. Nothing happens. People are bailed out. None of those people who are bailing out people are ever caught. None of those rings are dismantled. Then in one day in January, you have people going to the Capitol. They are attacked by police with tear gas, Capitol police with tear gas and pepper spray. They start to riot. Some of them, not all of them. Most of them were, I would say, 90% peaceful. Didn't do anything. And then some people went inside, but even those people were peaceful. They just wanted an honest election. And now we're seeing more information about this election. But now we have law and order, and we're like, hey, we're going to send in National Guard into places and ICE, well, basically ICE, to deport people who are criminals. And then you have an army of Karens and old boomers basically putting their bodies on the line to stop that. And so the response of the government, instead of doing it the right way and going to some of these states and getting them out of the jails and stuff, they're having to go through these other avenues. They're like, oh, well, maybe we're not going to do mass deportations. Maybe the Karens are too powerful. And I find that incredibly disingenuous, because you have a rule of law, you enforce the law. If they're not going to send, if they're not going to send local police and sheriff's deputies to assist with ICE on these extractions, then do you put out the National Guard? Do you send the National Guard in to assist in crowd control? Because that's the only places that this happened, is where there was no crowd control. They had to go into an area. They had these networks where they were able to communicate and gather people and whistle. And so literally whistling is stopping the federal government from doing its job of what they were mandated to do, which is deport illegal aliens, especially illegal alien criminals. And now they're like, well, I don't know. Let's hear what Mike Johnson has to say. Here it is, clip 9.
Okay. Let's change gears to the midterms. I remember right before the 2024 election, we were in Hellertown, Pennsylvania, at a Ryan McKenzie event at the old Steel Club. I don't know if you remember. It's probably all a blur to you because you go to so many of these campaign events. But at that event, you told me that you were going to win the House, the Senate, and the White House. And that turned out to be true. And you said the way that you were going to do it was through this new coalition that the Republicans were building, which included winning more Hispanic votes, more Black votes, more Jewish votes, and union workers. But now we are seeing certainly Hispanic voters after this ICE raid campaign by the Trump administration. We are seeing some of those Hispanic voters turning against Trump. I think there was a NBC poll that showed that only one third of Latino voters now support the president, down from 46%. So my question is, in order for you guys, you said you're going to defy the odds, defy history, and keep the majority, but how do you go about doing that? Do you somehow preserve that coalition that you had built, or do you see a new coalition forming?
No, listen, we had a huge demographic shift in the 2024 election, as you referenced, and all those groups and others who came into the Republican Party, not reluctantly, but they came with hopeful anticipation. Two reasons for that. We were presenting common sense solutions to the challenges they were facing, and the Democrat Party left them behind. As I say all the time, I said earlier this morning, this is not your father's Democratic Party. They do not resemble what a generation ago they did. Their platform is radically different now, and they're most of them are avowed socialist or Marxist, and they're going too far left. So all those people we can hold and have a durable governing common sense majority for their foreseeable future. We got a little hiccup with some of the Hispanic and Latino voters for certain, because some of the immigration enforcement was viewed to be overzealous, and you know everybody can describe it differently. But here's the good news: we're in a course correction mode right now. We're going to have a new Secretary of Homeland Security. Mark Wayne Mullen is going to be do a great job in that role. I'm sure that he'll be confirmed by the Senate. He's a thoughtful guy. He'll bring a thoughtful approach. You have somebody like Tom Homan, who has 40 years experience in the field and was decorated by former Democrat presidents for his acumen and expertise. And he went into Minneapolis and brought calm to the chaos there. That's what you're going to see. And I think that the Hispanic and Latino voters who came to us came for a number of reasons. They were very animated about the open border and all the negative secondary effects that came from that. But they also concerned about the cost of living and the lack of jobs and all these other things that everyone's concerned about. So we have a great record to run on, Scott. The reason we're going to win the midterms, the reason we're going to defy history and do it, is because a number of factors. I have a very boring 90-minute slideshow that I could show you this morning, show you all the reasons we're going to win. But we have great candidates. We have a fundraising advantage right now. We have much better policy and a strong record to run on. And all these demographics of people are going to feel the positive effects of that. We're anticipating extraordinary economic growth going into this year in the midterms. All boats will rise. Salaries and wages will go up. You have bigger tax refunds and bigger paychecks. And the average family, $10,000 more money in their pocket because of Republican policies. I think these people will see that we did what we said we were going to do. We calmed down the immigration enforcement concern. We uphold the rule of law, but we do it in a way that honors the dignity of everyone, and they'll understand that our party is with them, cares about them, and this is the permanent home where they should be.
Yeah, well, you know, some of what he said is true, but we've also had zero accountability, zero deep state arrests. So if you're not going to do anything about this stuff, these criminals are going to continue to steal elections and use lawfare against Americans. And basically keep screwing up the country. So until we stop that, nothing's going to change. All right, I'm taking your calls next hour. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We'll be right back after this. You're watching The War Room. You can find me on X at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. We'll be right back.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Welcome to the New World Order. This New World Order will be a new society and features lots of changes. This new society is great for some and not so great for others. In the New World Order, you will learn to love to live more modestly. You do not need to own things when you can simply lease them from your loving government-approved companies. We will transform our current pollution-ridden cities to something much more beautiful, and you will love it. Life in the New World Order will be, different. In this new perfect world, cash will be illegal. Everyone will be issued a certain amount of global credits, which will be the only way you can buy and sell in the new society. These digital financial credits will also be tied to your social credit scores. Your credit scores will become your digital footprint and will be used to control your travel, what you can buy, where you can live, your energy usage, medical excess. Everything you do will be in a government database. This is great. You will be issued more credits if you are good and promote our new system. Citizens will be given less global credits if they ever criticize the New World Order. If you are non-binary, a demented pedophile, can barely think, worship the devil, and help promote the New World Order, you will be greatly rewarded with extra credit each month. Since robots and AI will replace most jobs, you will have more time to play your favorite video games and watch more Netflix. This is so great. In the new society, parents will not be allowed to make decisions for their children. The government will raise your kids. Each child will be assigned a state-sponsored caseworker. These caseworkers will teach your kids that everything is racist, how to be queer or gender fluid, and teach them about all the different sex positions. If you object to your caseworkers teaching techniques, or if you object to the caseworker sleeping with your child, everyone in your family will be docked global credits, and your family could be relocated to a FEMA camp. Resistance is foolish. Meet Stacy. Stacy is one of our best caseworkers.
Hello.
Stacy could be in charge of one of your kids. How great would that be? In this new world order, it's important to follow the rules. Certain websites will be illegal.
Daddy, what is Infowars.com?
Bullcrap.
If you see something, say something. You as a citizen should report your neighbors if they aren't following the new rules. You have the power to make the world better. Caring, reporting, assisting. Progressive, C-R-A-P, which stands for crap. You too can be a piece of crap and will be greatly rewarded. As we see here, this man misgendered a man lady. The police are dealing with him in the most fitting way. This offender seen here did not recycle his paper straws. If you don't like this, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society. Your family will be begging for the New World Order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes, and do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. The new world order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com, and thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Somewhere out there is a stinger-cutting man who knows what I like. All right, so what are we going to get into? I got a bunch of calls. Calls are pretty much filled in. Got Tom in Colorado, Jay in Maryland, Wild in Wisconsin, Van in Arizona, Abraham in New York, Scotty in Wisconsin, Musa in Detroit, is that M-U-S-A? Yeah, Musa. Russell in Wyoming, and Judy in Florida. I'm going to try to go to all you guys in this hour. I'm going to cover a couple stories real quick. And also let you know, we just started this, the Alex Jones Signature Faraday Bag Bundle. It comes with a giant backpack that's basically a Faraday bag. And I think you could use that as a cooler, too. It seems like it's waterproof because it's got the fold top, so I bet it's waterproof. I have a bag kind of like that. You fold it in, and then you clamp it down, and that keeps it waterproof. But you could also use it as a cooler or as a waterproof bag. But it also will keep your electronics. Show that graphic again, because you also get with it. Let me show you all the stuff with it. On the side there, you see that knife. You get an America First Tactical Trench Knife, America First Faraday Bag. It's got Statue of Liberty on it. And then America First T-shirt. All there. Plus, 7 different supplements. All right. You got MK Ultra, which is our vitamin K and magnesium, Atomic Defense, Shilajit Gummies, Shilajit Capsules. You get the gummies and the capsules, the CMOS Gummies and the CMOS Capsules, and the Warcry Premium Smelling Salts, which we don't have any here, and I would demonstrate it. So this is a $600 value, and right now you get it for $249. VIP members, if you're a VIP member, you get it for $199. So that's $50 off if you're a VIP member, and that's at thealexjonesstore.com. And also, this is the last few days. I think it ends at the ends Friday. Yeah. So we have the Ford Shelby GT and the 2025 Ford Raptor, plus $20,000 in cash. When you enter for both of these. So you're not going to win them both, but you increase your chances of winning by half, I guess. I don't know, by 50%? No, by 20%? What percentage would that be? There's the Raptor, the Ford Raptor. I remember when the Raptor first came out, Jones got one in like 2012. It was an amazing vehicle. We always took it out on shoot. We're shooting the gun shows. And amazing vehicle. I remember one time he just saw a curb and we're going from one parking lot to the other, and there was like three curbs in the way, and he just went over all three of them like it was nothing. Pretty amazing. And for every dollar spent, you get 100 times entries. So that'll increase your odds as well. But you enter in for the Shelby GT500 and the 2025 Raptor plus 20,000 in cash. So it's the final few days. Enter to win those giveaways. And then if you subscribe to any supplement, say you get a subscription to Methylene Blue or the colostrum or the creatine powder, anything like that, you get a free limited edition InfoWars t-shirt, which is dedicated to our veterans there raising the flag on Iwo Jima. And guys, I think it starts with IW flag shirt, slow zoom. So it's the slow zoom of the flag shirt, but it shows the guys lifting up the flag, and that's where we got the design from. So instead of the InfoWars flag, yeah, that's not the, there it is. Hey, you guys got it. Look at that. There it is. InfoWars lives forever. So that's if you subscribe, and that's only while supplies last. So if you're on the fence about getting a subscription to one of the products, definitely check that out, especially if it's something that you use a lot of, like the Methylene Blue or the Power Plant or the Methyl Drive or the Ultimate Life Force. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's everything that you buy there supports us and keeps us on the air. Right now, from what Alex was saying today, the receiver's not paying the some of the web bills, so kind of it's at these people's discretion when they turn us off. You know, we've been longstanding customers, spent a lot of money on streaming a lot of video to people, because those are our tools of war. Our tools of war aren't weapons and missiles and bombs. Our tools are cameras, editing systems, and video streaming servers, and that's how you win a war. That's why Iran's looking good right now, because they're using AI and making videos and making themselves look like the underdogs. So, all right, let's go. Who's the first call? Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Says ICE needs to come to Milwaukee. Go ahead, Wild.
How you doing, Rob? I love when you host. You're so chill.
Well, I'm chill today. I'm a little under the weather, so that's probably why I'm. But you might get a rant out of me later today.
Yeah, I'm here in Milwaukee, and I grew up on the south side of Milwaukee, so a little rough area, you know, and kind of like Fresh Prince of Bel Air style. Then went to like a richer Jew majority area and lived there, and. I really wish, you were talking about ICE earlier, I really wish ICE would come to Milwaukee, because it's just pandemonium here. I've been to Austin before, and how you guys have like the zombies and roaming homeless people.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with what you and Joan said. Like, you know, it's one of your guys' shticks to be like worried about military on the streets enforcing law. But that would be in a normal situation. We literally have judges here in Milwaukee, like beyond insurrectionists, just letting illegals go, helping them sneak out the back and getting busted for it.
Yeah.
All over the U.S., just letting murderers go and rapists go, and just so they can pad the numbers and have some sort of like Minnesota daycare learning center.
Right. They're like, oh, there's no crime here. There's no, we don't report the crime, so there's no crime.
There was someone just killed. This is 2026.
Yeah.
Someone just killed in the main bar district, like our equivalent, your equivalent of like 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's Water Street down here. Young African-American kid shot for his freaking shoe.
Yeah.
And it's an area where there's cops everywhere. And I don't blame the cops. The cops have their hands full, you know, and they're like tied up that they can't really do their job. And they're terrified of lawsuits. You know, George Floyd like lawsuits. So I just wish Trump would do more ICE stuff and just definitely pump those numbers up. You know, they need to get pumped up way more to have an impact. And otherwise, it looks like we're on the road for like, it's already like a secret covert civil war, but I think it will go like full Balkans in the 90s, Civil War, power outages, Mad Max Zone. But that was regarding ice. And then you always talk about climate engineering, bioengineering. And you were talking about the light bulbs and LEDs. And one of the things you forget to mention about the spraying, they're spraying in the sky here. And I've gone to different places in the world to verify where they don't do chemtrails, that they're also spraying this stuff to change the hue and the luminosity
of the sun
and the of the sun. So it's not this warm red, yellow, IR. It's all this like bright white blue, you know, and you're just getting zapped by it, you know, obviously cancerous. So then, you know, they probably make money on the back end with everybody getting cancer and just killing everybody. Plus the sun, as you know, we're beings of light. You know, we emit light when life is created. When the sperm hits the egg, there's a burst of light. And we need the sunlight. We need the sunlight to survive. And especially now we're all inside and doing office jobs and away from the sunlight. You know, you really need that vitamin D. So that's another element to the chemtrails, is that they're messing with the sun for us already, which they've talked about. Bill Gates has talked about.
Sure. You know, they want to reflect the sun back. They're like, there's too much heat coming down, so we're going to reflect the sun back.
What it's doing. Those metal particles, think about it. You know, it's like a bunch of tinfoil reflectors. You know, and it's, you think clouds reflect like 15-20% of UV already, and this is reflecting more UV back. And worse about it, it's the UVC, which is like one of the worst types.
That's the one that goes through.
And I went, like, for example, in Tokyo, Japan. I was outside like every day in the scorching heat for over 10 hours. Didn't get any sunburn. If I'm outside in Wisconsin for 2 hours at noon, I'll get burned like a lobster and be going around. My skin will peel off like some sort of reptilian creature. But anyway, I'll let you get to other callers. I don't want to take up too much time.
You bring up some good points. In fact, let's go to clip 14 real quick. I don't know if we'll play the whole thing, but this is a brother talking about, you know, his wife doesn't like the LED light bulbs, and he's so happy that Trump brought back the incandescent light bulbs. Clip 14, here it is.
Hey, I'm about to show y'all, bro. I'm about to show y'all. Just so y'all know, the incandescent bulbs, they're back in. Remember, they had to take them out and only put on these LEDs, but they passed a bill to put them back in, y'all. They're right over here, bro. My wife is always complaining. My wife is always complaining about the LEDs, man, and they really do something. But now they got the incandescent, bro. Bro, Trump wasn't lying, man. He knew about that. He really brought the incandescent. Look, they got the heat lamp, incandescent heat lamp, bro. That's crazy. The incandescent for your appliances. Yo, your refrigerator. They brought them junks back, man. Let them know, bro. Get them LEDs out of your house, bro. These things are bad. Get these LEDs. Get them out of your house, bro. Incandescent.
All right, let's go to my, this is my little graph here, my diagram. This is a meme where you got the, and I'm not saying that guy's dumb. He's just more of a normie. He's like a normal person over here. And then you have the smart person over here, the really educated person, like, Monday we played the video, the doctor talking about LED light wavelengths and how they're screwing with people because they're real short, and incandescent have long wavelengths in addition to the shorter wavelengths, so it's more complete light. And then you got the, you know, the Karens here, the pussy hat wearers here, that are like, LEDs are good for the environment, you know, CFLs, I love mercury, you know. And then this guy's like, yo, I'm getting my incandescent on, yo. And this guy's like, yes, the wavelengths, you know, it's all about the wavelengths. So right there, I mean, we just, in 3 days, we've completed the circle. You guys agree? Crew? Nothing from the crew. Crickets. Crickets. Oh, there they are. What's that? Repeated scholastic simulations to analyze probability distribution. It's the Monte Carlo graph. Is that what you're trying to show me? Yeah, there it is. Retards in the middle. All right, let's go to this video. Oh, I just wrote on the back of this one. This is the Walmart video. And this is, this guy, this is clip 17. He shows they got these new digital price tags on. This is only a matter of time, and they changed their dynamic. So, oh, there it is. That was good. You guys did that quick. I like the guy on the left with the weird eyes, you know? It seems like it'd be fun to have drink some beer with and go mud riding. Check out my light bulbs. All right, so let's go to the Walmart video. And this is a guy shooting and showing the tags, and they blink funny too. They're probably putting out a weird code as well, like shooting into your eyes. And I wonder how they're changing. These could be changing from the lights, because they are able to, the lights up above are able to pulsate and probably send signals to these. I don't know how this is all working, but that is one way. They was talking about internet over CFL bulbs, or you know, because the way they blink, they can put out information. So this here, Walmart's new AI price system is just activated. Digital prices can change in seconds while you shop, and a customer caught it on camera. America's biggest retailer is replacing paper tags with digital screens. Prices are no, just imagine all the silver that's going into those people. Grab it at once. Walk to checkout. It's already higher. Oh my gosh. Grab it at one price. This unlocks dynamic pricing inside the stores. Demand spikes, price jumps, inventory drops, price adjusts. Algorithm decides what you pay in real time. Not tomorrow, next week, right now. So here's that video showing you what it looks like.
Oh my God, look. These price tags started updating right in front of me. This is crazy, dude.
But he saw a human.
Oh my God, that cup went up in price. I wish I would have, I had to like get my camera going, right? So I like, there was a delay. Dude, this was under $2. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was like $1.98. Now it's $2.18, but like. Oh, wait. Did that just go down? I'm trying to see if I can catch it on camera.
Hey, this
I've
is
never
a mouse
been
trap
in a,
right
in a
here,
store and actually watched trap. The price of something go up right in front of me as I walked up to buy it. And now it's glitched out and it isn't showing the price anymore. I'm not sure what's going on here.
And I guess you need
all the rest of them
pull
seem
it
to
down.
Stabilized.
I guess what you need is you hit the QR code and that locks in your price because there's a QR code right next to it. You probably have to lock in your price, which means you're on the app, which means they know who you are, which means they probably adjust the price to go a little more. So they actually instituted this in late October, but now people are starting to notice it and put it on. It probably took a while to roll out too, because that doesn't happen overnight. All right, let's go to Tom in Colorado. Let's talk about the Iran war and the InfoWars song contest. Was this an old song contest?
Yes, sir. Hi, Rob.
Hey.
You can hear me, right?
Oh, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, good. I agree with Wild in Wisconsin, man. You are chill. You are super chill. I can't All hear right. you now, though.
You can't hear me?
No, you are.
I'm right here.
Yeah, now I can. Yeah, now I can.
Hey, man.
All right.
It's like a beverage.
Hey, man. No, because I'm an old hippie, and that's why I want to plug first. I do.
All right, go ahead.
Us old hippies are, you know, classical liberal old school, right? Like anti-war. All right, my principles have never changed. But my opinions have. Anyways, us old hippies used to be the ones that were really into nutrition, herbal medicine, right?
Yep.
Now that's all over on the right now. It's really interesting to me because, anyway, but I've been
you know,
a customer.
I'm not sure if it's people on the right. I think the people who are into health regardless. And there are some on the right and some on the left. But I think everything has shifted where... You know, the people who were into health food are around here, and then the crazy people walked over here and said, oh, you guys are now Nazis because you want to tell us what we, you know, what kind of food we should eat. And then the people on the right are just over here going, yeah, we just want to eat steak. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah. No, I think so, too. Like, now the people, so-called left, are eating, you know, McDonald's.
Burgers.
But anyways, I've been a customer of you guys because I'm a snob, supplement snob, big time. Like, I really care about which supplements I take and how they are sourced and how they are, you know, how they're made.
Sure.
So, you know, like I like Mike Adams. I like you guys. So ever since the days of Super Male Vitality, like 15 years ago, I've been buying your stuff every month. And it is, as a snob, it is great stuff. I can attest to that. Anyways, it's really good. I used to get Shilajit bootleg from the Himalaya.
Yep.
Yeah. Like long ago. Bootleg Shilajit that would come to me in a little foil wrapper. Kind of like a piece of hash.
Like a tar. It was a tar substance. And you just mixed it in water?
Yeah. Well, I would just chew it.
Okay.
but yeah. It was
that's
like
the real stuff. I mean, that's what it comes out looking like when, you know, they get it. It might have some rock in it and they kind of process it to get that stuff out. And then it's a resin essentially. And then, while we sold something that was in a liquid form. And then we started with the Shilajit gummies and capsules.
Yeah, I get the capsules. There's some on the way right now to my doorstep.
All right.
But yeah, no, Shilajit is awesome and yours is good. So anyway, snob, and I order all your stuff. I really do.
What do you think of methylene blue? Do you take that?
Oh yeah, every day.
Are you a tincture or a capsule man?
I'm a tincture man. Right. I know you're a capsule man. I've heard you say that. Yep. You take one every other day. Me, I put two droppers of tincture in a little bit of water, two full droppers, and that's what does me right.
Now, have you done the Alex version where you put also the new T3 in with the methylene blue?
No, because I was an X2 guy, right? And I still have one bottle of X2. I'm not done with it yet, but it's almost gone.
Yeah.
But I just ordered a couple of T3s.
Well, and they're on the way. Let me tell you what I do with my, I still have some X2 as well. But I do have some T3 here at the office, but when I flush my nose, like I caught something coming flying back from Spokane. Not bad. I mean, I'm doing the show, no big deal, but last night and this morning I flushed my nose with this, you know, kind of salt solution, but I always with the salt that you add into it, I put four drops of iodine, and then I do a couple squeezes of silver, colloidal silver, and flush that through your nose. And that, boy, that'll just drain you real quick. It drains everything out because this stuff goes in there, and basically, if it's not biologically for your body, it basically cleans it out and shoots it out your nose. That's what it does for me.
You do a neti pot? Is that what you do?
It's not a neti pot. It's actually the squeezing. It squeezes, which I like better because it shoots it up your nose harder. The neti pot, you know, you just got gravity. It's just not enough. You know, I got hard to reach nasal passages.
It can get infected and stuff, you know. Neti pot. It can get really
You
got to
clean this stuff out. And I don't do it that much. I only do it when I get stuffed up. So I did one last night before I went to bed, then this morning when I got up, but it knocked a, It cleared me up for today. I haven't been stuffed up all day. I've been running a little bit, but you know, whatever. Hey, what it's like in the info war, man. It's never an easy day. It's always a day. So, hey, Tom, I'll let you, I'm sure you want to talk about the Iran war. Thanks for plugging our products. We'll be right back after this short break and, we'll let you continue. And I got a bunch more callers to go to.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvisjonesshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvisjonesshow.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvisjonesshow.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvisjonesshow.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
My girls, the Shags, listening to the last couple of days. I was actually terrorizing everyone with them. All right, Tom, go ahead. You had Iran War and InfoWars song contest. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the quickest one is the InfoWars song contest. I think that's quick and brief because if anybody knows how to find it, I think it would be you, Rob. So it's when the Bon Iver song came out that was supposed to satirize Alex, but instead it went super viral.
Yeah. You know?
And you guys did a contest.
Yeah, I remember that.
I really want to find that because I haven't laughed so hard.
You know, what's funny is I think the guy who actually won the contest, took his down. The one I really liked from Puerto Rico, what was his first name? Ruben Obed. We might be able to find his and go out to break with that one. Ruben Obed El Mahor. And I thought his was really good. His was really good. And if I could go back and change history, I would have awarded him the first place. Because the other guy did a good job, but he erased his video after he won. I'm like, that's lame.
Oh. But you had like 10 contestants or something. It was amazing.
Oh, we had a lot more than that. We had about 100. I remember we would do this series. It was like the InfoWars 3-5 live, and we would just do extra stuff on top of Jones's show. And
I remember that.
We did a whole series of just playing different songs and showing them. And we probably had about 15 articles, each one with different songs in it. Cause that was a big one. That one. And then we did one later, the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself song contest, but the we love our Somalis. And maybe I'll go find during the next break, the next long break. We actually did a version of the We Love Our Somalis song in Times Square. And I don't know who's filming. I don't know if it was Harrison or one of the other guys that was with us. But you pan over and Roger Stone can be seen and he's looking at us like, what the hell are these people even singing about? Like, and everybody knew the song and the guy playing guitar is dressed like Pepe with a MAGA hat on. I mean, it's very weird.
It was such an unusual... you know, event. The whole thing.
Well, that's using the enemy's weapon against them. That's all that is. You know, the enemy tried to form a weapon against us, and we're like, no. We clap the sword with our hands and then stab you with it.
The weapon did not prosper.
Exactly. Exactly. We tried to get that guy on who did the song, too. He ignores us. He doesn't want to come on. Little baby.
He's
a little baby.
Okay, but I would love to see that again. The way you guys did it when, you know, you had the contest, everybody submitted their covers, and they were all like different genres.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
It was amazing, and I can't find it, I would love to.
Well, I'll tell you this. You can go, if you go to archives.infowars.com, that's our old site. And then you can search Bon Iver Song Contest and you'll find different articles about it. The problem is none of the videos we produced will be there because they all got banned off of, off YouTube, but you'll find other people's songs if they're still there. Did you guys find Ruben? We played him one time when I did the War Room. We played him not too long ago. Ruben.
They were so good. There was like hip hop and there was like, weird, like, flamenco stuff. I mean, it was wonderful.
No, it was, that's the kind of stuff that makes me really proud is to see the creative output when people, you know, come together with a purpose and they're like, yeah, we know what we're doing. And, I don't know how you people even look on oldest. I think I found Ruben's old channel. I just don't know where it's at. We actually went and met Ruben. I didn't meet him, but a couple of the guys did when, Puerto Rico had a flood. We were flying supplies down there and they actually went there and hooked him up with some groceries and gave him some money. And he's a funny guy, really talented singer. And he had all his water stored in old, Coke bottles. He had kept his Coke bottles around, and when he knew the hurricane was coming, he filled them all up with water, so he was going to have water for the whole time. But
filmed that, right? Yeah, you filmed it when you visited him.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
No, it was amazing. Yeah, and the thing about that contest to me, 10 years or more ago, is like it really showed So it was fun and funny and all that. But it also really highlighted the spectrum and quote-unquote diversity of the people that watch your stuff. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was...
Yeah.
Some of the best memories are those contests, putting things on. And also the amazing confrontations we've had over the years, you know, lamenting or reminiscing back, I guess I should say. But like the contest, like anytime we put something out, we always got better than we thought we were going to get. Whether it was people making movies. I remember this guy made a video called American Drone. We still use the music to that. Cause it's awesome. Did a great job. And, but that contest, it was like an InfoWars film contest, and I think American Drone came in second, and this was back in the day when you didn't have AI. You had to actually go out and make every little shot look good or spend thousands of hours on a computer, you know, messing with pixels. So we've definitely come a long way from where we are now. And, you know, you see what Darren McBream puts out and Wars of the Info puts out. I mean, those guys are just killing it. So, all right, Tom, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for reminiscing with me. Appreciate your support. And we will talk to you soon. Have a good one. Let's go to Van in Arizona. Wants to talk about the dewormer keto diet. Is that? And you have, and your wife's got an unknown illness. All right. Oh, Dr. Dew's in. Let's see what Dr. Dew can do for you.
Hey, if it was your family that had an illness and it was unknown and you had weird blood tests and everything was pointing towards cancer, but they can't pinpoint it, and you're referred to a cancer doctor. What I got my wife going on a keto diet. She's a couple days into it. It's really hard. I mean, I'm doing it with her, and I'm sitting here struggling, like, oh my gosh.
Because you're hungry, or what? Why are you struggling with it?
Yeah, I feel. Well, I mean, every night I'm Cuban, so I was raised on like eating white rice with all the stews and stuff that my grandmother would make. Yeah, and
I'm Cajun.
Yeah. Picadillo, stuff like. Oh, I love Cajun food.
Yeah.
But so you know, I always like rice and potatoes. Was always with every meal, but keto, it's a lot of greens, not a lot of fruit. Little bit of fruit, mostly vegetables and meat. So we're going that route. We are absolutely trying not to consume carbs. And we're doing every night doing like a dime size drop. Yesterday we did it twice. We did two dime size drops of once in the afternoon, once in the evening of ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the...
Oh, so you have it in liquid form one, or are you doing it on the paste?
We have it. The paste, the cream. And then we did the other one too, the other paste. I forget the name of it, the ferbenzol. Box in front of it.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we did like a nickel size drop of that, just like bigger.
Yeah.
But we did that twice. And then this morning she woke up throwing up. She was sick. But I'm like, listen, if it's throwing up, that's a good sign. I mean, it's getting the bad stuff out. It's also,
there's nothing like a good purge during. When you have these things. Now, I'm joking when I say I'm a doctor, but this is, if I ever thought I had cancer, I would start so you can look on, you can go on ChatGPT and say, what are the cancer protocols for ivermectin and fenbendazole? There's also one called mebendazole, starts with an M. And, it's usually about a kilogram, one milligram per kilogram, which is hard to do because nobody uses kilograms, but one, you know, most ivermectins come in 12 milligram. Well, the bigger ones come in 12 milligrams. Usually that's the biggest size you can get. And I get mine actually from, I get them from India actually, and they come packaged up. They're very cheap. In fact, most of my stuff from there, cause I don't go to the doctor. If I start getting sick, it's ivermectin and zinc, and that usually knocks it out. So I would look at what those protocols are, what other people are doing. There's other groups out there of people. There's studies right now that are going on where they're using ivermectin and fenbendazole to, help people with cancer. And in 6 months, they're not detecting cancer in people. Another thing I would look at is fasting. because they say fasting helps the immune system like reboot. And what if it was me and they said, oh, you have a tumor, I would stay away from surgically cutting that out, because when you go in there and you start messing with those things, usually that what the tumor is basically gathering all the bad stuff up and holding it so it can be processed out of the body. So you have to look at ways to eliminate toxins. You want to eliminate toxins out of the body, and you want to, you know, kind of reset your immune system. So I would look at those things. If they don't have anything pinpointed, you know, I don't think taking insecticide or shooting radiation at it is actually good for your health. That's my opinion. So, but those are some things I would do. I would check out the studies. There's lots of studies out there, and they'll tell you what they're, how much they're giving people. And you could find this stuff. What, and you're in Arizona? I don't know if Arizona is a state where they've legalized it over the counter, but in Texas, actually, you can get ivermectin in some places over the counter. Not everybody's doing it yet. But I would look for, you want to get the 12 milligram pills if you're going to really do anything. Cause I think it was like, when I looked to my weight, I think it was like something like 4 or 5 pills at a time for the milligram to kilogram ratio. But you obviously want to check that out and, you know, consult somebody. It's tough, but yeah, I think you're on the right track. I would, you know, fasting's hard. I've done a couple fasts. You want to drink a lot of water and put like, Himalayan or Celtic sea salt in with the water, which will give you your trace amounts of vitamins and minerals. But it will, the second day is always the hardest. First day you can get by. Second day it's like, oh, you're grumpy. But then after that, your body does start to change. And I remember the fourth day in on mine, I was like, whoa, I feel great. And I didn't feel hungry at all. You'd be surprised how long you can go without eating.
So, AlexJonesStore.com that you would add to that regiment?
I would say anything like Atomic Defense has got some zinc in it, I think. And then the, is she congested at all?
No, okay. Not really.
Because the life force will help decongest you a little bit. Okay. The other thing, which you haven't started selling yet, is a zeolite tincture. So anything with zeolite in it, it like helps clear out heavy metals and stuff in your body.
Okay, so, I'll be on the lookout.
But they say a lot of cancer looks like, yeah. Also, our power plant has zinc in it. Cancer looks, and it has some mushroom, different mushrooms in it. Cancer looks like it's a parasite. That's how it acts, as a parasite. So that's why they think these anti-parasiticals work. But there's, I would say you're on the right track. She's probably not taking enough if she really has something. But, you know, obviously consult, find somebody, an alternative health practitioner who's doing this. There's all kind of people online that talk about this stuff that are doing it, and their doctors either doing studies or they're reporting on studies. So, good luck. Any other questions, Van?
Is there maybe I just want to say thank you guys. And maybe if Nick Fuentes can, I know his mother's been dealing with something similar. Maybe tonight, if he just shares maybe some Bible verses that he reads when he's dealing with this and the emotions and everything that comes on. Hey, is there any Bible verses?
You maybe? Know, well, that brings me to something else. The power of prayer, the power of positive thinking. So you guys praying together and just hardcore doing it for like, you know, 30 minutes at night, 30 minutes in the morning, and reading the Bible. I have a guy that sends me Bible verses every day. I read every morning. I get a new Bible verse. I never even asked him to do that. He just started sending them to me. So I'm like, I'm going to read them. I don't reply to them. I just read them all. They're great.
I've been listening for 20 years since my grandfather's little office in his house. And I would sit in his office at his desk and listen to Alex Jones. And I'm a longtime listener. Yeah. And I would say I really, really started to care about politics when around the time of Bundy Ranch. And I've been with you guys through everything. I would say the only time I ever was like maybe off par was in 16. I voted Gary Johnson, but I feel like an idiot. I voted Trump in 2024, but I've been with you guys. I love you guys. And I just want to say thank you to InfoWars for just being there and being my North Star. Thank you guys.
Right on, Van. Well, best of luck to you and your wife. You know, start with prayer, look into fasting, and also look into, I would say it's the milligram to kilogram ratio is where they're finding the most productive results against cancer. And you're not going to hear that from the mainstream media. They're going to be like, well, let's sign you up for some chemo. Oh, you don't want to do chemo? Well, get out of here. You know, so I would avoid Western medicine with cancer because they cause Western lifestyles cause cancer. So good luck to you, buddy. Take care. Best to your wife. Let's go to Abraham in New York. Abraham, go ahead.
To the previous caller, I say everything that you said, Rob, you was brilliant. I would say also add distilled water to the diet.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel very confident if they would have just starved the whatever is not balanced in the body, whether it's a tumor or just starve it, like as much as you can, drink a lot of distilled water, have a lot of zinc and selenium and vitamin C every day and minimal food, but try to fast for like 7 days.
Yeah.
Your body consumes it. It'll eat a tumor. You like you go back to the doctor and it's a where did the tumor go? I just
happened.
You know, you guys,
I was gonna give you some radiation. Where's your tumor?
And then they buy like a $15,000 bag of chemo, and they administer it to you, for $45,000, and that's legal. So the markup just to get that component of the inventory into that process, they already got $30,000.
Right.
And no, it's horrific. No, it's
that was all good advice. Really quick, I hope Van was listening to that. That was good. Good stuff. Vitamin C too. That's another good one. High doses of vitamin C. And there's a vitamin C powder you can get. It's made out of Arceola cherries, I think. That's the best kind. So a lot of vitamin C is made, and it's kind of gross the way they make it. But the stuff made out of the cherries is really good.
Scraps. They're the most common ones. They just use scraps from orange farmers. But I'm on triple. But he's also obviously, I bet you when she gets off the fast, do what I do every day. What I've been doing for a while, which is methylene blue, methylene red, and I do the trifecta with the iodine. Been able to get that last month, and also gummies. Gummies are one of the best delivery systems of nourishment because it's better than any kind of even candy you had as a kid. It just and the Chocolate gummies, the Seymour's gummies, and the turmeric gummies are just very presented. Perfectly, but I back to that previous caller. Please fast. Looking for the merits of fasting, and also use ChatGPT to get the best research. It'll probably be from other countries, in India, China. But fasting and distilled water. The violent journey of the water be delivered to your house, whether it's by truck in a bottle or the sink. No, the distilled water. It was. It's least exposed to processing, so it's the most healthy, especially when we're compromised.
I totally agree. And if you're not, if nothing else, filter your water. But yeah, distilled water is definitely good for you. There's people that say, "Oh, distilled water is not good because it depletes minerals from your body." What do you say when people say that? Because it doesn't have any minerals in it.
Then, you're already breathing in your local environment tons of rainwater that's still left around. And the adult, you see, and I was in the real estate property manager, you know, we're taught that there are literal, like, microscopic human debris from our breathing in and out all night in a bedroom, and it will leave stains on the wall over time if you don't clean the room. The adult breathes in, you know, around a quart of water, breathe in and out a quart of two of water every day. And if you're in a house, it's contained. So you're going to get your H2O exposure with all type of elements. And we know very little of the big story because if all the water that's delivered to us, even in a Poland Spring bottle or through our local city water delivery, they say don't don't drop your meds in the toilet because they're mixing toilet water with our the gray water with all of us. So we're exposed to so much. But even on the previous show with Alex, he was identifying how they just gave him his father, Alex's dad, some chicken manure boiled up as medicine. Yeah. So, you know, but back to the brother with the thing, I feel strong about the distilled water and the zinc and selenium and vitamin C, like even at 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C every 2 days and fasting and just starve out that forbidden element, cancer. It's fake diagnosis. It's totally fake. So could you please address two things if you can?
Sure.
One, I believe that the war pigs, the international bankers, they're lazy in their storylines. So they use biblical literature, like the Middle, for over 150 years, they've been building up the Middle East as a vehicle to launch warfare, and they couldn't have not necessarily known the technology that they would be able to exploit at this point. But they have us stuck in the Middle East with lots of leverage. We're so dependent on them. Just 6 months without energy, it could bankrupt everybody. Like this is, but they've been obviously constructing these conditions for over 100 years. But please comment, you know, to us about what your view is, how the international bankers use biblical subject matter so it's more believable and also easier to implement, because we're always going to go along with it because we're like, oh, it's unavoidable. It's in the Bible already. They get us in that context. And then we're stuck with these lame storylines that don't work to our advantage at all.
Secondly, yeah, well, they're definitely doing that by I think they're destroying, they're trying to destroy the temple so they can rebuild it, because they think that's going to accelerate the storyline of the return of Christ. And they're using what they've done is they've infiltrated part of the Christian religion with the tribulation people and the ones that are like, we're Christian Zionists. And they're like, oh, you know, whatever Israel's doing, we have to follow whatever Israel's doing. And not, well, why don't we look at Israel's actions and go, are these actions justified in what they're doing? Like, I think you go back to October 7th, you know, their reaction to October 7th, which I think was a total stand down, was to basically go in and remove all the people from Palestine so they can rebuild it. And then basically, you know, what you're going to have is some really nice areas on the beach, and then you'll have some slum areas where they're going to let Palestinians live. But it's not going to be nice, and it's going to be tightly, tightly controlled. I mean, they can't wait for that. But, you know, you're telling me these guys were able to invade Israeli airspace and launch all those attacks, and nobody did anything for like hours, and they come back and go, oh, no, there were people on the ground. People were still getting killed in some of these villages hours later.
11th part two, organized by the same monsters that did September 11th part one.
Yeah.
Could you please also comment a little further on that, but could you also comment about how there's lots of good evidence that all of the beautiful court buildings in New York, Philadelphia, and in Washington, that these beautiful court buildings that are, you know, a lot of these physical structures that were erected in like 1890 and 1911 and 1908, and even today, construction workers would be incapable of assembling those beautiful Roman structures, those gigantic structures, and that they've obviously we inherited some.
You've gone into the Tartarian realm. I'll talk a little bit about that coming up. Yeah, definitely.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15-point points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best. methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Alex Jones.
How would you describe him?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified.
Yeah. Could he be a threat to American democracy?
Everyone thinks he's a crazy motherfucker, and they never heard him talk. They think he's just nuts. And he is crazy, he is. But you gotta be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you gotta be a little crazy. It's like a rock star, like Axl Rose. Oh, he's crazy. Yeah, he's Axl Rose.
There is a war for your mind.
Information is the unlock.
Information war. I come to you with a spring in my step, a song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things happen to good people? Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones.
That's a good thing.
The despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones
deserves every minute of torture.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but what do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling
him one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will
he be shut down?
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good. I guess the good guys just won the InfoWars.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
You know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
If you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
So no concept of the wider perspective here. If you still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is, you still can't get it.
We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is the number one player in all of this, who is the number one symbol of alternative media and, you know, internet content. It is
the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line, and now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
Folks, we really are going to save this country, and we really are going to save this planet.
On InfoWars, think about that for a second.
They're going to remember Alex Jones. They're going to remember InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it, you'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum that run the giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling dead body parts. What more do you need?
Satan.
We wanna eat babies.
I have a one video.
Hillary's into 3 feet with six stuff, man.
Hashtag spirit cooking, spirit cooking. Hashtag spirit cooking, spirit cooking. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. What the hell? That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she's felt, man. I'll throw her an Obama, just think. Obama and Hillary both smell like salt.
Later on,
vampire pop belly gummies are hobbling around coming after us.
My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go,
We're sick, self-centered crap. We don't even notice hell itself rising up against us. Millions are pouring in, people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stab your daughter at the mall. We're gonna stab your wife and your son. With a butcher knife. And then the police chief is gonna say,
we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet.
We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah, that's old Ruben Obed. Very talented young man out in Puerto Rico. Bringing us in to the final hour of the War Room, let's go to Jay in Maryland. Has the solution to the TSA problem? Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, hey, Rob. You know, I don't know if you got that right. I was calling about a solution for the SAVE Act when the Republicans and Democrats, you know, inevitably will not pass it. I believe that in the same vein as what Trump did with TSA, if Trump would bring the ICE agents to man the polling locations, the Democrats, you know, the left, they said it out right before. That's what they were afraid of. And, you know, if they're not going to block illegals from voting in our elections, we got to bring ICE to the polling locations to check every single person that walks in and then, to, you know, you act accordingly.
Well, I tell you what, with the So I went and voted in these midterms, and it was like maybe a 20-minute line wait. So there's plenty of time. They're like, well, it's going to back lines up. No, it won't. There's plenty of people waiting in line. You can check them all in line. And you have two lines. You have a line to get into the line, and at that, there's a checkpoint there where you just go, hey, are you an American citizen? What do you need? Now, the problem with that is some of these states, they give illegals driver's licenses. And they do that so they can vote later. So they need to get the SAVE Act passed. But the SAVE Act isn't going to stop mail-in ballots, which I think is the big problem. When you can create phantom voters, you can win every time.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't think that, you know, these Republicans and the Trump, they're not going to fix the problem because Democrats only win through fraud, cheating, and illegal voting. There's no other way they can win elections. And until the right understands that and actually acts upon it, Democrats will keep winning elections because they cheat and they import millions of foreign barbarians to vote in our elections. And that's just the state of affairs that the right does not understand at all.
Yeah, and when you have, what was I going to say? I saw that headline, something about Trump voting. What was that headline? Trump voting by mail. Oh, yeah, Trump votes by mail in Florida special election despite push to limit practice. I think it's safe to say Trump's not an illegal alien. but when you have, I forgot what I was going to say. I totally lost my train of thought. Sometimes they throw up something and I look at it and it short circuits my reasoning. But yeah, there definitely needs to be something going on. And what do you do with the people who are illegal who have driver's licenses? Cause that's what they're going to present as an ID, but maybe it'll scare people off from voting who aren't citizens. But I guarantee it's a lot more widespread than we think it is.
Yeah, and with people like Mike Johnson in charge, nothing's going to be done about the illegal driver licenses. You know, Mike Johnson was on Fox, I remember, in May of 24, I believe, and they asked him, you know, Trump wants to deport 11 million illegals. Do you support that? And he goes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it comes as no shock that now he's grabbing his ankles for the communists, and he refuses to even take the smallest step towards doing it, and he's calling it heavy-handed immigration tactics. I beg your pardon. That's what we all voted for. That's exactly what we need more of.
I don't think it was heavy enough.
Mike Johnson's a disgrace like the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. The Republicans, especially in the Senate, they like being out of power because, you can see what happens when they're in power. They don't do anything. But when they're out of power, they use that as their bargaining chip. So they don't care if they're out of power. They don't care if they lose in the midterms. They could care less. In fact, they probably hope they lose the midterms because then they will form a coalition and we'll probably impeach Trump and Vance and definitely Trump over you can't kill drug dealers. You know, we don't have proof that they're drug dealers. Those are fishermen. Yeah, just like Maryland man's a Maryland man, you know. They love the left loves to celebrate criminality, and they hold criminality up on a pedestal as something that should be worshipped. So if you want that, that's who you're going to vote for. But here's the thing. You gave Republicans the power, and what have they done with it? They've squandered it. They've squandered a whole year screwing around. Trump started off fast. If you remember those first 90 days, first 100 days, it was breakneck speed. All this stuff was coming down the pipe. He was getting stuff fixed, and then it just kind of sputtered. So I don't know what happened. But here's an interesting article just came out on Daily Mail. Trump, an extraordinary break with Netanyahu as he slaps down bloody regime change plot with brutal warning. Basically, he said to Netanyahu, why the hell should we tell people to take to the streets when they'll just get mowed down? During a call, this was last week, the call came hours after Iran security chief Ali Lajarni was killed in an Israeli airstrike on Tuesday. Netanyahu told Trump the regime was in disarray and that this was the window for a popular uprising. And Trump was basically saying, let's wait and see, because we already had supposedly a lot of massacres before that. So there's that. All right, let's go to Russell in Wyoming. Thanks for the call, Jay. Russell, what's going on?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me get off this Bluetooth real quick.
Yes, sir. The reason I called you.
I don't notice a single difference in your call that you got off Bluetooth, honestly.
Is that better?
It's the same. That's what's so amazing. I thought your voice would get louder and deeper, but go ahead.
All right. As long as you can hear me.
I can hear you.
I was calling, yesterday you were talking about trying the iodine regimen for your, anti-cavity regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wanted to tell you, I got into the, methylene blue last year, about a year and a half ago, almost. Hey, and I've been seeing the same, hygienist twice a year for 13 years. And at my last appointment, after being on the methylene blue, and I'll tell you exactly how I'm doing it. It might be by coincidence, but anyways, she's scraping my teeth and she gave up. She tells me, you know, there's no really plaque here. I'm just going to go ahead and go to polishing. She says, what have you been doing? Flossing all the time? And no, you know, I don't do that. I don't have time for that. I'll floss out. I just get something stuck in there once in a while.
Yeah.
But, no plaque. So I've been using that. I've been putting a full dropper into, you know, like a small water bottle, 16 ouncer, and I nurse it for an hour or two in the afternoon as I go. So I'm kind of soaking my teeth in that throughout the afternoon. Yeah, I'm just curious if anyone else has had that happen. I don't know. I can't say it's the methylene blue did that or not. I have no idea how else to explain it. I didn't quit eating ice cream or anything else.
Did you tell your hygienist that you've been doing methylene blue?
Yeah, I told her. That's the only thing I could think of. We had a conversation about it. I didn't know what else to tell her.
Wow.
But check that out. So you might be shortchanging yourself a little bit there with the capsules. You're not going to get it, right?
The capsules are just so easy, and I've gotten the blue dye on my hands, and it's like, icky.
You know, I got an affection for the taste of it for some reason, which sometimes your body tells you if it likes something. And
ours is really good. It's got that. The taste has never been a problem. It's got that minty flavor. I've had regular methylene blue and it tastes like garbage. It does not taste good, but ours has got this mint in it. It tastes great.
Sit around and, so maybe that I'm curious if anyone else has come across that.
Interesting.
Or something you might give it a try.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but, something to mention.
Definitely.
I wanted to get a hold of you yesterday. Couldn't get in time. But thanks for getting my call.
Well, appreciate it, Russell. Thanks for the call. I'll try that methylene blue as a teeth cleaner. Maybe brush your teeth with it. I don't know. That could be interesting. All right, let's go to Musa in Detroit. Musa, how are you doing?
Wonderful. And yourself?
I'm good. So you want to talk about J6 tracking prosecution? You think they're going to come back after the J6ers if the Democrats take power? Or what are you talking about?
Well, yes, on that tip, but just the way that they tracked everybody there, but they can't find nobody else. They can't find these illegal aliens, or they can't find the terrorists that have come across the border.
Right.
You know, so that's all just a farce to me, you know.
Well, you know how that happened. That was the phone companies and the credit card companies did all the tracking for the federal government and just gave them the information. They're just like,
I just get so much from you guys, you know, like right there when you just said it. You see, they're all, it's all, you know, intelligence, CIA, FBI, Mossad, all that stuff. It's the media. All of that is just one big psyop on us as the people. And that Bolden guy with the mustache, they raided his home. He's guilty as heck,
right,
as everybody else is. And what's going on? Pam Bondi, I can't see how she can even exist in Cash Patel and that Dan Bonds, that bozo.
Dan Bongino,
Yeah, Dan Bonds, bozo, because he's a quitter, right? And he got his nerve to talk about somebody else.
Oh, I know. It's infuriating. You think you're like, this guy's going to get in power. He's going to do something. And we're not asking him to break the law. We're just asking him to enforce the law. And they're like, oh, no, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, you know?
Man, oh, Chevis, that's what I use for that. And just a couple more points, please.
Sure.
I'm a Nation of Islam member, card carrying. And this is the only nation of Muslims that has never went to war with nobody, don't advocate going to war and doing harm with anyone. And I'm a firm believer that in the end of the day, these people and the world is really going to have to come through us in a matter of fact of a way. The minister has always said that they were going to attack Iran for many years ago. And so it's all come true. And the left-right paradigm, we need to get away from that kind of thing because we all know they both are lying. The corruption could not exist if the left was doing it alone.
Right.
So yep. It's the right and the left, so-called right and left, Democrats and Republicans. So, you know, I'm an American, and I love the upbringing. I'm 71 years old, by the fact. And I love the life that this country has allowed me to live. I saw the Pettus Bridge and experienced some of the discrimination, but I've experienced so much joy in this country. And that document, the Constitution, it is a great document. I love it. And so that's my sling right there. And I just appreciate you giving me the time to express myself. And I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's good to hear from you. I've had dinner with Minister Farrakhan, actually, in Arizona with Alex and another camera guy. And
when I saw that interview, I was so impressed with you guys just giving it an eye and just giving it an ear. That's all.
Yep.
Just give it ear.
Yeah, it's a three-hour interview. I mean, it was long. I think we put a short one out and then a longer one, like the full thing, and just added stuff to it. You know, we augment our things, but... You know,
yes,
hanging out there at the compound that they had in Arizona, really good people. I don't have anything bad to say about the Nation of Islam. Also, Tony Muhammad is a good guy that I know who's anti-vaxxer. He goes around the communities teaching people about vaccinations and what they do.
Yes, that's our West Coast representative. Yes, our regional representative.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I agree. I think the nation is going to have a part to play in whatever comes out. They're going to, you know, it may be big, it may be small, but I think they're going to have a definite part because they have their shit together. That's what they do.
And it's a nation of peace. It's a nation of peace, which is spoken of in the Bible. That's just what God was going to establish. I won't go that far with you and your audience, but I'm just going to say, but that is the translation of it. It's a nation of peace. And we believe that for everyone, not just blacks, it's for everyone. All of us under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rob. I'm so glad you well and you came back, brother. Because I prayed for you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was a long road back, but I made it. Hey, and you were talking about nobody getting caught. I missed this part yesterday. I covered this yesterday from Steve Baker. He gets a heart attack in December. Acute heart failure, and then he goes back to investigating the J6 bomber because they were trying to sue him, and he looked at the guys go to. There's little bricks down here, and he went down and measured these bricks, and then figured out the shoe size of this person, and then he knew Brian Cole Jr.'s shoe size, which is 12 to 12 and a half. But by looking at the bricks and measuring the feet spacing, he thinks that the bomber had a shoe size of 9 to 9 and a half, so a 3-size difference, and there's no way. He said, did Cole stuff his shoe into a shoe 3 sizes smaller and walk around for 45 minutes and plant bombs? If you think he was that smart to do that anyway. So that's interesting. Here, one more article. Then I'll go back to your calls. Tulsi Gabbard to declassify explosive top secret document Schiff locked away in Capitol skiff years ago. So I'm told Trump, she will soon classify, this is Paul Sperry tweeted this, will soon declassify an explosive top secret document former House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff locked away in the Capitol skiff years ago and wouldn't even let the members of Congress see. So can't wait to see if that gets out. All right, let's go to Sean in California. Sean, how you doing?
Hey, Rob, I'm doing good. Just it's a little noisy here at work, so I apologize. You can't hear me over the noise.
It's all right. I hear you fine.
Cool. So, hey, with Speaker Johnson's comments on our little border, the issue I have with that is, you know, he's still kind of playing the politics game. And to be honest, we really want that border to have, you know, less crossings. I'm looking back at the past. I remember during the height of Obama's craziness, you know, people were saying that Obama was deporting all these people. Well, maybe it's because there was a thing called the Minutemen that were kind of helping out and giving Border Patrol, you know, on the ground, vital, you know, recon.
For lack of a better, I remember that.
Yeah. And the mistake the Minutemen went, instead of just staying strictly volunteer, they tried to become, you know, 501c3s, 501c4s, which put them under Lois Lerner's thumb. And that's how they got, you know, disbanded for the most part. So people need to realize, do volunteer work, but don't try to become an organization and get a board of directors and get salaried off it. No, volunteer, report to your local law enforcement. And, you know, I would say it would behoove people to learn what a proper citizen's arrest is in case you ever have to do something when someone, say, they're, you know, some crazy guy from Somalia or, you know, Haiti, they're attacking some lady or, you know, they're, you know, trying to eat your dog, whatever story you want to make, learn what a citizen's arrest is. Because it's not about ground and pounding a guy once you get him. It's about detaining the guy until law enforcement gets there. And, you know, these are just things that, you know, Speaker Johnson could encourage the communities to look out for themselves and, you know, handle immigration enforcement locally. But no, they want us to rely on Congress when the answer, like I told you a few months back, is just, you know, use your sheriffs. That may be patchwork, but your sheriffs have a lot of leverage to assist ICE and immigration authorities with detaining suspects. So put the little whisper in their ear, and usually the sheriffs will listen because they want to win that next election. You got any comments or thoughts for me on that?
Well, I totally agree with you. Stay out of the system. And, because when you go into that system, like a 501c3, you do become a ward of the government in some sense, and they have control over you. If you were to just do it as a, hey, if you want to chip in and you just do it all under the table, so to speak, you're going to have a lot more, success. And you saw what happened with the IRS. Yeah. Well, notice Lois Lerner never got in any trouble with anything. You remember that? She did all that stuff, attacking, going after Americans for, who was it? Tea Party people. She's going after Tea Party organizations. And they had a lot. I remember interviewing people who were doing border work then, and they were, you know, they had night cameras, they were setting stuff up, and they had direct communication with Border Patrol agents who were more than happy to take this intelligence and act upon it. And so that's a big way is don't open yourself up for the government. Don't invite the government in. When you invite the government in, it's like a vampire. It's going to come in and take its share. So you do have to watch that. All right, let's go to Tony in Texas. Got about 2 minutes, 47 seconds. Go ahead, Tony.
You know, something I find a shame is, it wasn't that long ago. This country was the total opposite of what it is now. And what's a shame is these young people, they didn't get to live when I, back in the days in the 70s and 80s and 60s, life was great, especially for a young person. There wasn't all this technology. You could go have fun and not worry about a damn thing. But now this technology has basically destroyed the human spirit and the humans. And something I've noticed too, like each decade, things stay about the same through a decade. And then at the end of the decade, something always changes, but it's for the bad, not the good. And I tell you right now, I don't want to be around any longer at the end of this decade because it's going to be really bad.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
I've got 5 kids.
Yeah. How are they feeling?
Well, my kids are in they're all in their 30s and in 40s. So
sure, but they're still going to be around.
Yeah, and that's what I've set myself up. I've been fighting for years to try to expose all this stuff that's going on. You know, just because I see the future for our kids. Look at the cost of everything. You can't even buy a damn house anymore.
Yeah,
but. And another thing, like my last son that was in the military, okay, when he was in boot camp, I don't know what him and his drill sergeant was talking about, but this come up to where his drill sergeant looked him straight in his eyes and told him, boy, you ain't nothing but an oil soldier. That's all you are. And I kind of blew my son's mind, and he was telling me about it because he thought he was getting in there to save the world and uphold the Constitution. But this drill sergeant slapped him with the damn truth. Yep. And I said, that man told you the truth is what he did.
He's trying to help you.
Yeah. In other words, don't go die for your country. You know, don't be an idiot and die for your country because you're just a damn oil soldier.
Right.
You're being used by the elite to make money for them, you know, basically is what he is telling.
Well, let me say this, Tony, as we go to break. The system wants to beat us down. So we're depressed and we think there's no hope for the future. What we got to do is figure out that there's a better way and show people a better way and keep fighting for a better way. And there's plenty of good people out there still. I've met a lot of them, and I'm meeting more every day. So,
my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. So we've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, final segment. At the end of this segment, we're going to play, God, this, we played some old stuff this week. This is old. This is like, we had no decorations on the walls. It was a different time. Is that from Temple of Doom? You're playing Temple of Doom. Yeah. But this is a flashback. Alex Jones joins the New World Order. You know, what we like to do back in the day was take things that were going on in the news and then do a report on them to kind of hijack them, especially if there's, I mean, we played the, what was it, Harlem Shake the other day. Now, this was done in the style of The Office. And literally, we watched about 45 seconds to a minute of The Office and how they did their cameras. And, you know, it's all handheld and we're zooming in and zooming out and like heavy zooms. But the concept of this is, Alex Jones decided to, basically institute a no bringing your lunch policy to the office, and everybody's gonna have to buy from the company store essentially. And, most of these people don't even work here anymore. So it's kind of funny seeing them. This is a long time ago. I would say it was like 2011. And this did at one point got posted to X, but it'll get posted again with the full show here. So you guys can, check it out again, but that'll be the last 13 minutes, 17 seconds. It's a doozy. We definitely, but all improv. There was no script. Not one page of script was written. It was all improv from everybody. All right. Let's go to, Scotty in Wisconsin. I'm going to finish up the last couple callers here, on how, AI, how it's affecting InfoWars. Go ahead, Scotty.
And both of these people. Hey there, Rob D. Hi. As we like to say, and some people know that DJ's name, but what I wanted to talk about, aside from AI and how it assesses Rob and Alex and Darren McBreen and so on and so forth, which we've assessed quite a bit. What I wanted to say was anyone, all these Wisconsinites, which are by the numbers quite large, and Texans, Floridians, I would like to say happy birthday to my female, who is very conservative and Christian because of Alice's dad. Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday to her. Yeah, you're wandering here with your question. What are your comment? Which I guess was to get to the happy birthday, but yeah, we can always give a shout out to your girl. Happy birthday, Scotty's girl, Scotty's lady. Now you had a question. What was your question? I don't understand your question about how AI is affecting InfoWars. Is it how we react to the news or how we produce videos or what's your?
Okay. So she says, can find me, if it's okay with, Ron Gibson is, been supporting Alex and Free Speech Systems and InfoWars forever in a day.
Yep.
So on Bun Live, you can find me at Scotty. Anyway, the point being that we checked your AI via Grok and other systems. It was about 58% correct for Rob.
Oh, like a bio. You asked her for a bio on me, and it gave you some information?
Yeah, analysis was worse, of course.
Yeah.
And then we asked Grok, who are you actually citing as your sources? And it was telling us Snopes and Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Really? Wikipedia being I think Alex had him on, and he said no, I do not care for what Wikipedia has become.
Right. No, it's become a tool of leftists, sort of like 4chan. And what's the other thing people go to all the time? That's leftist.
So there's 4chan, 8chan,
Reddit. Reddit's a Reddit. Leftist cesspool. And you know, some of these AI models, Reddit sold a bunch of their chats and stuff to these AI models, so it could train on them. So that's basically you're training, you know, it's like taking a baby puppy and then training it with like a vicious, like a killer pit bull. And then you're like, why is it a killer pit bull? Why did my puppy turn to a killer pit bull? Well, that's what you trained it on. You trained it with a killer pit bull. So it became a killer pit bull. And so that's what you get with these AI systems. Cause it all depends on what you feed the AI. And if you're feeding it crappy Snopes, and if you're feeding it Wikipedia, you know, and I think Wikipedia used to be good. It just slowly over time, these things got infiltrated. And it's like, Alex talking about the stories of Spotify and the halls of Spotify are, you know, crazy trans people running around and, you know, doing whatnot. So yeah, it's, you know, none of that bothers me. Listen, if there's the history, there's Google making Vikings and the Pope black. But, you know, they've never written anything nice about InfoWars and Alex Jones and myself. I remember after I did a deposition, one of these cases, the next day they had this headline that was a total. Basically, they took the first part of what I said and made that like that was what I said. And you didn't complete the sentence. There was a full sentence and they put half of the sentence in there. And then, you know, quoted that and it went in all these newspapers and people were like, oh, you said that? I'm like, no, I didn't say that actually. Oh, here you could see what I said down at the bottom of the article. Here you can see exactly what I said. Oh, okay. You know, so if the mainstream media is going to get it wrong on purpose, you know, AI is going to get it wrong on purpose. So it doesn't bother me that much. Thanks for the call, Scotty. Happy birthday to your lady. Let's go to Justin in Kansas. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
I wanted to bring up the Trump mic bump. It was a while ago, but he was briefing the press, and like one of them with a boom mic like reached over and smacked him in the mouth.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I really believe that he was hit with nano dust, and like I it comes in my mind a lot, and I think about like how he acts different, and he just doesn't seem the same in a lot of ways.
It'd be interesting to track and see if that actually was the time. Yeah.
Well, like even when it happened, like I automatically knew when I watched it happen, I was like, something like hit me and I was like, something's not right. You know, like something's going on.
Well, it got close to his mouth, but it didn't get in his mouth. But maybe the nano dust doesn't need to get in your mouth. Maybe it goes in through your pores. I don't know.
I had them like right in the face, like right in the nose or like right. And you know, like the type of character Trump is, you would think he would at least be upset about it. But it's like when it hit him, he was just kind of like confused for a couple of seconds. And then he like just.
Well, he eyed up who did it. You know, he looked over and said, who did that? And I think it ended up being a woman who was running the boom.
Well, yeah. But like I was waiting like the next day for like some news reporter to get arrested or like assault charges or something.
Right.
And it's like he just completely forgot about it. You know, like. You think if somebody smacked the president in the face with something, like there'd be like something would happen, he'd at least bring it up again or, you know, like make a thing about it, you know.
I mean, it could have broke Joe Biden's jaw if it hit him.
but it's like he just, you know, like I still think about it. It's like I wait for him to like have some. You know, like weird meltdown or like do something nuts or like something like wacky. But it's just like, I still think like maybe, you know, like when they hit him in the, it could not even be that. It's just like, you know, like these weird things, you know, like BB giving Trump that golden pager and it's like,
yeah.
Wink, wink, you know, and. So, you know, like things like that, that like somehow make it into the media.
And didn't Trump give BB a key? I think he gave him a key. So.
Well, yeah. But it's like somehow they're implying that they have this special relationship where, right. you know, they can make
jokes. They're our greatest ally of all time from the beginning of time.
Well,
you know, but you look at compared to Europe, you know, our European allies are not pretty much, they're not our allies, I would say. They're kind of adversaries at this point. So it was very interesting. But hey, that happened in March 14th of 20. So about a year ago, just over a year ago that happened. And you could say, you know, it's March of his first, the next term. And maybe it did start going downhill. When did Doge probably got messed with around that time. So that's interesting. Interesting. I'm going to let you go, Justin, because I got to promote this and tell people, don't forget to go to thealexjonesstore.com because it's where you can support us. We've got the bundle with the Faraday bag bundle. That's got a bunch of 7 supplements. You get a trench knife, you get a shirt, and the Faraday bag. It's also a waterproof bag. It's also a could be a cooler. So check that out. And if you get the limited edition InfoWars shirt, if you subscribe, you get the free limited edition shirt. So subscribe to any product, you get that. And don't forget, last few days to enter our giveaway for the GT and the Raptor. They overlap right now. And without further ado, let's go back in time to when Alex Jones joined the New World Order.
Weldon, Tim, you guys do a lot of managing around here, and I decided to change our policies here at InfoWars. From now on, we are not going to allow any of the crew to bring their own lunches. Everyone will now buy their lunch in the break room cafeteria, and we will decide. I will decide what people eat now. For a long time, I thought that liberty and freedom was good, but now I realize liberty and freedom is the freedom to not think. And I noticed the Chicago School District has announced at many of their schools that parents are not allowed to pack the school lunches for their children. I noticed Mayor Bloomberg in New York wants to ban French fries and salt and things. They're talking about huge fines if people don't. And I think that's great. I hope Texas passes a law where I can have staff around here arrested if I see any French fries or if you can bring your own food. In fact, we are owned by the state. That's what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave is all about. And I'm going to pick a food program to follow the government's idea. Only corn syrup, aspartame, MSG, and fluoride water. Okay? Weldon, you got any comments on that?
So no food from home, huh? We're just straight from here. Buy it from the work lounge, huh? Are you going to provide us with details if the food's safe for us?
Listen, questioning is not what you do in America. Are you an extremist? Watch it, buddy. Watch it. Talk like that's what lets Al-Qaeda hit us and hit us hard, okay? By the way, we're going to overcharge about 3 times what the food's worth. You understand?
We'll get the price list up.
We're hitting with the new America. I was wrong all these years. I want you to go ahead and order a biometric scanner like they got at most of these lunch counters in public schools. People are going to biometrically scan to make sure you're buying your lunch here, because that's also part of the job. And because terrorists could strike at any time, especially this facility, I want to buy one of those body scanners, and I want to start having a security guard stick their hand down everybody's pants that comes to work here.
That's going to make us safer.
Are you thinking bad things about that?
No, I'm just wondering, it might just take more time away from getting work done here, if we got to go through scanners every morning or something like that.
Well, then I want you to be safe. You can't be trusted bringing your own food to work. Man, I can't believe I'm just trying to be a patriot and trying to make sure you're safe and you're acting like that. What about you, Tim? Are you with Weldon? Are you an extremist?
No, I'll go along with it. I think I can understand where you're coming from, I guess. I think it's kind of extremist. I mean, kind of delusional in a way. I mean, we got to protect everybody. I mean, they come to work, they expect to work and be protected while they're at work.
Just thought it might, but yeah.
Wait a minute, you just looked me in the eyes. The TSA manual says if you look a federal commander in the eyes, that's a sign of aggression. Well, to just admit that you have got a sickness. You're a sickness that you would want to be able to bring your own lunch or be able to pack it for your own children for school. What is wrong with you, man? Does a prisoner get to choose what they eat?
No.
See there, Weldon? Weldon, you've got to learn 2 + 2 doesn't necessarily equal 4. It equals whatever I say. Now, are you supporting the new freedom?
I'm with it. I understand. Just we'll get the word around and just need to feel safe,
I'm really glad that you came to your senses. Now, whose crackers are these?
They were mine.
You got 5 minutes to get them out of the building. I don't ever want to see this again. Get them out of here. And, hey, don't think I'm trying to intimidate you right now and get in your face. When they groped that little 6-year-old girl, kept her safe at that airport, the parents reportedly, the TSA, bowed up and got in their face. That's freedom. I'm just following what the federal government does. If bowing up on parents because they didn't like their kids being groped
is what our government does, is what I do. You got a problem? It's gonna be a problem.
No problem.
That's freedom. Freedom! Oh God, I got power now. Good, that's freedom. That's freedom.
Good news, y'all. Check this out. From now on, you don't have to bring any food to work anymore. You don't have to think about what you're going to eat for lunch. We're going to have an employee meal plan, so you're only allowed to buy lunch from the company break room. It's straight from the top. So outside food and drink, from now on, prohibited. So even more exciting news is we've got bottled water available with sodium fluoride for your safety. So don't have to think anymore about what to bring. So from now on, no more outside food or water. We got it all here. So.
But I'm on a budget.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. You're still going to have to pay for it. But it's, you know, we can take it out of your paycheck. What's that?
My mom makes my lunch.
Well, that's old-fashioned, and that's not what the state approves of anymore. So we're going to do what the state tells us to do. So got these for you. And
well, can I just finish this?
No. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, you got like 5 minutes, basically. So I don't know. Either, you know, whatever you got to do, you got 5 minutes, and then it's in effect. So here.
Thanks for looking out for me.
Here, take two. And I'll leave one more in here. You guys can post it. So welcome to the New World Order.
This sucks, guys. I'm a vegetarian.
It's okay. They want us to eat safer food.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Aaron Dykes. How you doing, buddy?
Howdy.
What are you doing right now?
Just eating lunch while I'm going over some stories.
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
Going in the trap? Listen, buddy, that's what they do at the Chicago public school system.
It's like some kind of boss hog town where I gotta buy my food from the state store.
Whoa! You are an extremist. You know, they have new mental illness designations. When you challenge authority in any way, it's a sign that you're dangerous. Maybe I should send the FBI or Homeland Security over here.
I don't think so.
You're gonna buy your food from this office because I know it's safe and I care about you and I have the moral high ground. Don't argue with me. And by the way, this system's going in nationwide. Don't think you'll just quit this job and get away from this. Don't think it'll just stop at public schools in Chicago or New York. You understand?
Those are organic.
Organic? What's this about Boss Hog? What are you talking about? Oh, like, this is a sharecropper operation? You got to buy your stuff from the company store? I'll be honest with you, that's exactly what this is, and they're all submitting to it. And I like it. So you think you're a thinker? Get up and get your ass out of this office. You're fired, and I'm calling Homeland Security on you. Get out of here. You're a dying breed. We're running you out of this country, and we're taking over the whole planet. You understand me? The future belongs to the slave masters. You're fired. Oh, God, it's going to be so much fun when they arrest him. Hey, production crew.
Hey.
You guys gonna buy me lunch out of the back today?
I brought my lunch.
Yeah, me too.
You saw the memo that went out at 9 a.m.
Memo.
Oh, well, I didn't have time to get anything else, though, is what we brought.
No, dude, you saw all the food we've got there for you to buy. That's totally reasonable. Look. Are you saying the Chicago school system's wrong, not letting parents pack their lunches? Are you saying Mayor Bloomberg's wrong, Phil?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem
right. Well, here's the deal. Okay? It's on me today. I'll buy your first lunch, and I'm doing you a favor. But that stuff's going in the trash. Okay, buddy?
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm going to throw in the trash, man.
What?
Listen, you saw the policy.
But I...
Look.
That's an entire salad.
I can't 100% know this is healthy and good for you, okay? Mayor Bloomberg's a very respected man. He also wants everybody to turn their firearms in. There you go, pal. Have you heard about how they've got giant fines for salt? In fact, I bet that there's salt on this chicken. They're trying to pass laws like this in Austin. That could shut us down. We're getting with the times. We're trending. Do you understand that? You know it's totally reasonable, Phil.
It's for your own good, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jaron.
Not mine.
Here we go. Now, like I said, I'm going to be nice today. Everybody else has got to buy theirs. I'm going to buy lunch for you, okay? Get up. Let's go. I got you lunch. You know you appreciate it.
God, what won't that Chicago Mafia think of next? This is going to be real.
Oh, hi, guys. I care about your health. Come on in, Matt and Tim. You guys liking the new policy? It's only $20 for this salad. Or I've got some fluoridated baby water here, only $3 a bottle. You can have ramen noodle, bananas, Lunchables. We've got some Spam, and we've also got some Vienna sausages. So what would you like here?
Well, I brought my own banana. Is that okay?
No, sir. We can't trust you to bring your own food, okay?
Is there anything other than the fluoridated water?
Sir, fluoride strengthens your teeth. Don't be like the extremist kids that protested and they were called revolutionary extremists in Chicago and are probably now on FBI list, okay, buddy?
Okay.
This is reasonable. Not being able to decide what you're going to eat is freedom, okay? The government cares about you. Michelle Obama cares. Look here. Okay, carrots. Now listen, pay up, pal.
I love liberty. Man, I forgot I left my wallet in the car.
That's okay. We're putting in a biometric scanner next week. Just mark it down in there on the board, and pretty soon we're just going to deduct it from your check anyway, so you don't have a choice.
I'll grab a salad.
Okay, it's good. Good. See, you had a choice here. Okay, come on.
Found one of the employees with just a kind of water.
Good job. You caught him with a Perrier. Let me get that in the trash. Well, and you've really turned it around since this morning. So your lunch is free.
Thanks.
That's how a fascist, communist, freedom system works. And take whatever else you like. Good job. And I want you to keep your eyes on Phil. Okay?
We can do.
All right. Thank you very much. Good job. All right, man, I'm really feeling powerful right now getting to tell them what they eat, and I'm really enjoying this. Man, this is great. No, please. Oh, God. Oh, this is horrible. What's happened to America?
Hey, Alex.
Parents are slaves.
Hey, Alex, wake up. We got a show in 5 minutes.
Huh? Oh, God. Oh, Jaron, I've never been so glad to see you. I woke up in a futuristic America where I was a police state control freak thug like Janet Napolitano.
Well, it's all good now. Welcome to 2011 where we still have all our freedoms intact. Come on, we got a show to do.
Man, that's great.
Hey, Alex, those cameras came in from the studio backstage.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah, what's this?
What's what? It's a salad.
This morning you passed out a memo saying that we can't bring our own lunches in, but yet you're bringing stuff from Wendy's?
You got a memo.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at theellishowstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.